I assume we're going to see our next guest up on Mackinac Island as we broadcast from beautiful Grand Hotel and our very special exclusive location in the parlor. Now, there'll be Radio Row because we started this broadcast before anybody, and it became so obvious that they should all be there that they put them all now in a dining room area and they line them up. That's where the word Radio Row came from. Same thing happened when I did my first broadcast when I was in Philadelphia from the White House. I was the only one there, all by myself. We were doing the first full show from the White House. That turned out to be so important and good that there's a Radio Row there at the White House. So that's where the expression comes from. I'm sure we're going to see Quentin Messer, the fine Michigan Economic Development Corporation CEO. But what we're going to talk about is so important. We don't want to be distracted with everything that's going on up there, and we want to talk to him about it right now because, well, first, Quentin, welcome back. Good morning. Nice to have you back on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.
Good morning, sir. Thanks for affording me the opportunity again.
Well, it's my pleasure. And look, you guys are getting bashed around a little bit. Yep. And from my view, undeservedly so. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's been going around and going on in Michigan for years that has led to, and some things that should have been happening that didn't, that have led us to this position where almost every day we're reading in the newspaper or hearing in our newscasts or seeing on television another bit of business that we believe should be in Michigan but isn't. And we're really starting to get concerned that we're going to be completely left behind on some of the most important parts of technology and growth in the battery space for the EVs that apparently we're charging at headlong, right or wrong, we're charging at it. So I wanted to give you an opportunity to kind of talk about how you are indeed continuing to aggressively fight for large-scale projects.
No, thank you. Let me, first of all, I think the word that comes to mind is perspective. And I think whether it was the tragedy in up north with the tornado or the tragic deaths of folks in Buffalo or most recently young school children in Texas, perspective. So let me try to give perspective. Look, I'll just be blunt. We want to win. I'm a very competitive person. Our legislative leaders are very competitive. Our governor is very competitive. We want to win everything. And so, yes, you know, we're not thrilled, but I think we need to have perspective. In 2019, the first new manufacturing plant was Stellantis in Detroit, $4.5 billion. The next major investment that Stellantis made was in Ontario, and then the third was most recently in Indiana. That's their three major footprints. Things happen in a cycle. We're going to continue to compete. We feel that what we've done with SOAR legislation, proven bipartisan leadership of our elected officials, working with our utilities, working with our fine institutions of 2 and 4 year institutions, make sure the talent is there. All the elements are in place. And I think just the last bit of perspective is if you had Coach Tucker or Coach Harbaugh, they would ask you to evaluate the success of their recruiting season, not on each individual recruit's decision, but the totality. And as I've said to you before, the next 12 to 18 months will decide the next 20 years. Let's evaluate the totality of our success 18 months from now and not each TikTok, each individual decision.
I know you have companies, just from our most recent conversation, companies in the current pipeline. You can't really talk about the specifics yet, but they're going to be very important for we Michiganders going forward. Let's just remind people of the other large-scale projects that have already been secured this year with a lot of help from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation.
No, indeed. You know, GM's largest single announcement, $7 billion, was secured earlier this year. LG Energy Solution made an almost $2 billion investment that's going to be in Holland, Michigan. We feel very good and optimistic about what's in the pipeline. But I think more than just focusing on sort of the names that maybe your listeners know. Let's just, even this week, JR Automation, a Holland-based company, announced that they're going to expand and create another 140 high-wage jobs in Holland. And maybe even more importantly than all of that, Calumet Electronics Corporation, up in Calumet Township in the UP, going to create 80 manufacturing and engineering jobs. So this is really about two peninsulas. We're going to compete. I feel very confident of our ability to compete. We're working very closely, talking to Stellantis. We're learning from this. So I don't want your listeners to believe that, you know, we're not working hard, but it's just a perspective to try to understand where we are. Trust and believe.
Yep.
Michigan is much more competitive today.
I wanted to give you the chance for your perspective, and you've given it your side of the story, so to speak, and I appreciate it. And we'll look forward to seeing you up on the island, Quentin.
Indeed. Thank you, my friend.
Uh-huh. Quentin Messer, Michigan Economic Development Corporation, MEDC, CEO. They are working hard. They are working smart. And I want them to succeed. You should, too, obviously, at WJR.